This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Aerospace engineers are working on a tough problem these days, how to bring down the cost of sending people up into space. Tomorrow morning, a presidential commission will report on how to get astronauts to Mars. And on Monday, a private company will try to send a pilot up to the edge of the atmosphere. Both projects are trying to keep costs down, but they're coming up against a tough reality. The Earth does not release its residents easily. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Reaching Earth orbit would be much easier if we could get rid of one thing, air.
Now around the moon, where there is no atmosphere, you could be orbiting 10 feet off the ground.
Mark Lewis is an aerospace engineer at the University of Maryland.
As long as you avoid the craters and avoid the mountains, if you're going fast enough, you can be in orbit around the moon right near the ground.
On Earth, the atmosphere makes that impossible. An orbit is really a state of constant falling toward the planet and missing it because the planet is curved. To orbit, you have to be going very fast, and you have to be away from the drag created by the atmosphere. The space shuttle reaches Mach 24, 24 times the speed of sound. When the private rocket plane called Spaceship One is launched on Monday, it will only go Mach 3, taking it up, 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 and quickly back down, like a baseball thrown very high. It won't orbit. Mark Lewis says in the end, it may be hard to do better than the rockets on the space shuttle, even though the shuttle was designed 30 years ago.
The engines on the space shuttle are absolutely remarkable. Some typical numbers. When the space shuttle first lights off its engines, it's producing power on the order of about 55 gigawatts. That's the equivalent of almost 50 nuclear power plants. The bottom line is we're actually really good at building rocket engines. There are a few machines that I know of on the planet that are as efficient and as effective.
The shuttle's main engine burns hydrogen and oxygen. Scientists have wondered if a different fuel might lower the cost. Fluorine would work, but it's toxic and corrosive. A nuclear engine would generate twice as much thrust per pound of fuel, but the exhaust is radioactive. Doug Beeson is a physicist at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He advises NASA and the Air Force. And he says one way to cut costs would be to launch spacecraft not from the Earth, but from an airplane. Spaceship One gets its start this way, attached to the underside of a high-flying plane. The plane carries it through the thickest part of the atmosphere more efficiently than a rocket could.
The efficiency of a rocket is measured in what they call ISP, the specific impulse. And the theoretical maximum for a chemical rocket is around 500 ISP. But with airplanes, you can get ISPs up in the many thousands.
That's because airplanes get lift with wings, and they don't have to carry heavy liquid oxygen along for the engines. But Beeson says real savings will not come from technology alone.
Remember that the highest cost of all these rocket launches are labor. It's very manpower intensive. That if you look at the standing armies that are kept right now to keep launch vehicles ready to go, you're talking thousands of people. Now, if you can get that cost down by using just tens of people, like you can in a commercial airliner, that's where you get the real savings.
The report that the president will receive tomorrow on how to get to Mars emphasizes the importance of getting private industry involved. Elon Musk thinks that's a good idea. He made a lot of money developing a payment service for the internet called PayPal. And now he's putting what he says will be $100 million into a private rocket company called SpaceX.
The government is just awful at doing things. You know, imagine if developing PCs was left up to the federal government. Where would you be today? You wouldn't have a PC. I mean, that's the fact of the matter.
Musk's company has a contract to put a Navy satellite into orbit 4 or 5 months from now. In the future, he hopes to send people up. How much do you think it would cost, you know, for me to go to orbit, for instance?
What do you want to do once you're in orbit?
Maybe have a meal, watch a movie.
Okay, so
look out the window.
I think we could do that for about $3 million a person. Within the next 10 years?
Science fiction books rarely discuss the cost of spaceflight. Doug Beeson, the physicist from Los Alamos, is also a science fiction writer. In every book, he says, you always have one magical technology the reader has to take on faith. Often, he says, that unexplained miracle is how all those spaceships got off the ground. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
You can see Spaceship One at our website, npr.org.